Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
All right, Mario, did that, so it's time to stop talking and do the radio show.
Let's go.
I told you we violate.
I messed up already.
I told you we violate every rule. Good morning. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness in Imperial County and Valley and Yuma Valley and Mexicali Valley and all of the little valleys that dot this desert southwest within radio distance. Mario was up personally shining the tower last week, and so now the signal's another 100 yards or so. So we're here. We hope you're there. Welcome. As usual, we've got a great show planned for you, and I encourage you to call. And if you haven't already noticed, Maria Wyatt's at a leadership conference in Sacramento. So yours truly, Scott, will be holding down the fort today, messing up the intros because she's got this like whole thing that she just does really smoothly and with lots of alliteration and stuff. And every time I come on, I'm like, okay, now what? But I trust it, and it just, so whatever I say, I say. It is 7:37-ish, so if you gotta be there at 8 o'clock, keep driving. Don't just, pull over and listen to the show. And 337-8874 is the phone number if you want to call us and talk to us, and because you don't even know who the guest is yet, that's probably not the first thing on your mind. So, let's introduce the guest. Our guest today is Emily Bill. That's Emily Bill. That's easy, huh?
Super
like three
easy.
Syllables,
yeah.
It's the whole name. And she is an MFT intern at Imperial Valley College, and where she holds a counseling position. Morning, Emily.
Hi, Scott.
First time, well, is this meeting your expectations? Emily actually listens to the show on a regular basis.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a huge fan, so this is, pretty exciting to me.
So how is this, expectation-wise, is this where you thought you'd be and
it's
what it would
exactly
be
exactly where I thought I would be.
In the muted Orange-Walled Studios of KUVO.
It's kind of mellow.
It is. It's not such a bad place. The lights are a little bright right now, but we'll get through. Let's start, I guess, by IBC is for people who don't go, maybe even for people who do go there, is always kind of changing its dynamic and trying to grow with the community and represent, really trying to meet a community need in terms of providing entry-level college classes for whoever needs them here. What does that look like nowadays? I mean, I don't hang out there.
Well, one of the things that the administration talks a lot about right now is that really we're really a medium-sized college now, but we've been kind of operating as a small-sized college. So there's been some growing pains in that area, and, the administration is really working hard to kind of accommodate the growth that's happening. Obviously, the valley is growing, and then this is the only community college in the area, so that's growing as well. So we've, obviously there's budget challenges too.
Been there deals.
Yeah, we don't have to go into that. But basically, they're still trying to provide as many services as they can to students, as many classes as they can to students. And so one of the things that we were able to add on to the services that we already have is mental health services, which is new. That's not something that they've ever been able to offer in the past. So that's what I'm up to these days.
It's kind of interesting. It's there's never any mental health services on a college campus. And then you start thinking, wow, college campus, that's probably not the least mental health needy place in the world. What does your student demographic look like? I mean, you've got all types, sizes, shapes, colors, everything?
Yeah. I mean, we have, obviously it represents the population in the valley for the most part, but we have a lot of older students. We have a lot of parenting students. We have a lot of young students. We have a really high college-going rate, so that's people that graduate from high school that goes right into college. We actually have a very high rate compared to other counties. So the good thing is that we get a lot of people graduating high school and coming to IBC.
Hmm.
So we do have a lot of young students as well, but we have people that are learning English, and then we have people that are trying to transfer to four-year schools, people that are going in the nursing program. We have all types of people on campus. So,
are you seeing any returning troops, men and women from various desert conflicts stuff?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. And I had just had a conversation with one of the academic counselors. Her name is Lorraine Mazerol, and she specifically works with veterans and people that are, coming back from combat to get them, help them get going with classes and stuff like that. So they have the GI Bill and and so we were just talking about how she sees, I think, she said like 10 a week just in her regular appointments, and so you've got a decent amount on campus too. So that's another population that we have.
It's high school. I was always curious about that because you walk into high school guidance counseling centers, and IVC's got like a little like 1x1 foot like thing on the wall with a couple brochures on it, and then the whole other side of the room is dominated by all this marketing stuff for hey, join the military. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Be like action hero, only like in real life instead of video.
Yeah. So they, I mean, they have their own challenges. You know, some of them are, they're from here and they're coming back after being in a pretty miserable situation over there. And then they're trying to, you know, they are not necessarily, they weren't necessarily interested in going in into college maybe when they graduated high school, which is maybe one of the reasons why they went into the military.
Now they're back and right back.
Right. So they're maybe not, that wasn't always maybe their vision necessarily, but now that they're out of the military and there's this money available to them, they're like, well, let's give it a shot. So that's hopefully a population that I'd like to start working with and maybe working with their families and their partners to help them kind of readjust.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.